charge of our days and our nights.
In charge.
Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains through the harsh Colombian jungle and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is ELR number 115 for November 28th, 2006. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks again to YouByNow.com for sponsoring the show, and thanks to you, the listeners, for showing up. Sorry about last week. We were on vacation. I was in California, could not do a show. We put out that huge ultra mashup show for people, and the response was actually pretty good. A few people are like, dude, I don't want to listen to all this stuff straight. I knew it would be a bit much to take, but still, it was something to do while we were gone. But we're back, and we're in the saddle, and we're ready to go for show number 115, and it's all good. With me, as always, is our regular crew. Let's start from the left, the far left, and that's Obsidian. From commissionedcomic.com and the land of bananas and chickens. How's it going? Are you here? Are you there? Where are you? Hello? Testing?
I'm here, but I'm not on the left. I'm south.
Oh, good. He's south. He's south of
I'm
me.
I'm south, which is a much sexier place to be.
Indeed.
Pass the duchy on the left. Oh, sorry.
Is it the duchy or the duchy? Can someone clear that up?
I thought it was the duchy.
I'm sorry, but the duchy sounds pretty dirty.
I think it's the duchy, yeah.
That sounds very dirty, Scott.
I don't know. It might be.
I think it's douchey.
Douchey?
That sounds even dirtier.
Pass the douchey on the left-hand side? That's no good. On the right-hand side, we have with us Andrew from theinstance.net, who is fighting a bit of a cold and has enough NyQuil in him to fuel the entire hour of the show. Andrew, hello.
Yeah, basically.
How are you?
I'm here.
You're hopped up on NyQuil. That's good.
Yeah, I'm hocked up on NyQuil and Powerade to keep myself hydrated.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good. Too much sugar in the system. And with us from missiondeep.com.
Mission Deep!
Yo, in the hizzy in the house! Brian, how are you?
Yeah, Mission Deep forever!
Forever! Westside!
Hey, bad news bad news from your neck of the woods. Didn't some famous X-Men artist die there today?
I lost the link, though.
Oh, that's all right. I can't remember his name.
Link died, too.
Go to CNN.com and look it up.
Yeah, that's right there.
He was like 63. He was one of the... artist who helped redesign like Rogue,
yeah,
and a couple other X-Men characters that were during the big transition,
yeah, back in the 70s, right?
First X-Men team, yeah, mm-hmm. From the first X-Men
early
team
70s,
to the current one,
yeah,
or more current.
According to the article, which I thought was a little weird, it said that he died in his Superman pajamas.
Yeah,
that's weird.
In his favorite chair.
Yeah,
why is that weird?
I don't know. It just seems like a weird. No, I don't mean it's weird that he died in
betrayal.
It's weird that CNN threw that detail out there.
So he drew Marvel Comics, but he dressed in DC Comics.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh wait, yeah, that is kind
of rip.
Weird.
It's a rip.
Well, then wait a minute. Maybe he didn't die. You know, that's kind of
why did he go ahead and say it? And he like, trapped himself.
But no, wait. Well, no, he did actually die. But maybe you know that's.
They picked DC, picked him off. They're like, we've got the crappy heroes.
Yeah. Here, put this on him. Put this on him. This will really, really put him in his grave.
And as we all know, Superman never really dies. So we might be okay. We'll see how it goes in the next couple of days. They might bring him back. Anyway, I just
he's one of my heroes because, the newest reincarnation of the X-Men was just great. Wolverine,
so he's one of your
guys.
Heroes, but you don't know his name.
He's an artist.
In your face, Brian.
Who remembers an artist name?
I mean, come on. Let's see.
I would like to think that.
Yeah.
Okay, who's the creator of Zitz?
Okay, hold on.
That would be
my daughter.
That would be you, Brian.
Say God. No.
Okay, why didn't you ask me about the creator of something I have actually seen?
Okay, creator of Garfield.
That's, come on, Jim
Garfield. Garfield, that's Tom Wolpat.
Yeah.
And he's huge. Yeah.
Obsidian, where Obsidian comes from, they call him Senor Davis. He's highly highly respected down there.
Crater of Peanuts. Yes. Is it Shulls or Schultz?
Schultz.
I think it's Schultz.
I would say
it's
Schultz.
Schulz. You're
is
wrong.
I would say Schultz.
What is that? Like
it's German, isn't it?
German.
Yeah, you wouldn't say Schultz like in what's that show where the guy talked to the teapot to talk to the resistance? What was that show called?
Hogan's Heroes.
So wait, in Hogan's Heroes they had that Schultz guy. They didn't call him anything different.
Schultz.
Yeah, but he knew nothing.
Hogan. So. That was good times, that show. Boy, we're all over the map already. Let's do a giveaway real fast. Let's make this the first thing we do, because that's always fun. This is an easy one, folks. All you have to do
let's
is email
Obsidian
us.
Away.
Yeah.
Obsidian.
We're going to put them in a box full of styrofoam peanuts.
That'd be
why don't we do a win a dinner with Obsidian?
Oh,
fancy.
Man. There are some fans that would do
that.
I've
been seeing. They do it on MTV. They take this rock star, and basically the person that wins the dinner has to cook dinner for the rock star. So, yeah, when
should
you
do that?
Obsidian. I am
that
a vegetarian.
For all of us, actually.
So Obsidian considers himself a rock star.
Yeah, that's always a good sign.
Well, I do rock.
All rock stars wear sweater vests.
Yeah, true.
Black sweater vests.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Obsidian is a rock star.
Yeah. All right, here's the giveaway. This is pretty cool. This comes to us, again, from regular fan listener. Who gave us these? I totally, my brain just went dead.
Way to go,
Scott. Oh, from Samantha Jane. Duh, I knew that. Samantha Jane sent this in, and she is willing to give this away free as a gift for the show for a contest. It is Dungeons and Dragons for Dummies,
awesome.
The book. And it, she is also.
Why do we always give away stuff that I want?
Yeah, I
is there any other kind?
Well, you don't need this, other than it would be cool to have. But she's also sending a few pairs of multi-sided purple dice as a bonus to go with this book.
See, why do we always give away stuff that I would like to have?
We're supposed to screen all the gifts first.
This might be the nerdiest giveaway we've ever done, though. Don't you guys think? I mean, this is pretty hardcore.
Well, I don't know.
I think when we gave away Pee Wee Herman's underwear on show 99, that was pretty nerdy.
Yeah, and I'm wearing them now. I mean, I gave them to a guy named Bill Phillips. Oh, my gosh, dude. That was pretty good. Hey, I saw that show was on Comedy Central. Or no.
He's got a movie
Cartoon
coming out.
Network. Cartoon Network.
I thought he was dead.
No, he's
dead. He's not dead. He's in the.
He actually has a Pee-wee's. No, he's not in child porn. He has a Pee-wee's Playhouse movie getting ready to come out.
Really?
Why do you guys answer me when I say that I thought he was dead? As if it were something illogical. You know, people tend to die. It happens.
Illogical. It could not happen.
You cannot imagine. Paul Rubens dead? The man is immortal.
This doesn't happen on Omicron Seti 5.
Yeah.
Was he actually in jail and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He got in trouble for being lewd and lascivious
doing
in a porn theater or something.
In a porn theater of all places. Oh, he was touching himself in a porn theater. Yeah, oh, my God.
Big nerve.
Wow. Yeah, the nerve of the guy.
Yeah, how do you like to get
I mean, it's not like he was touching himself on Space Mountain at Disney.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, speaking of which.
That was Scott.
Speaking of which, hold on for that story, because I've got a Space Mountain story that will make all your heads freaking spin. It was freaking awesome experience. Anyway, but the deal is, why are we talking about Paul Rubens? Where the heck were we going with that? Oh, the giveaway.
Craziest giveaway.
Yeah. Freaking Paul Rubens doing the gnarly.
What kind of laughter is that? What happened to you at Disney?
I don't know.
You got turned into a clown.
You saw my video. I saw Walt Disney himself there taking tickets, and I just haven't been awesome. The same since. That was weird.
It's a shame that Eisner has ruined Disney to that point, that Walt's got to be out there taking tickets
now. It's sad they had to unthaw his head and put him on one of those animatronic bodies like that.
But like a Chuck E. Cheese guy. Isn't it true that Eisner is no longer in charge?
Yeah, they kicked him to the curb.
Yeah, Goofy took over, and it's been all downhill since then.
Oh, that's bad.
That is bad. That was an Andrew joke. That's how bad.
That's Andrew's job.
Yeah, what are you doing?
See, with me being sick, Brian's got to take up the slack.
I see.
Yeah, true. Okay.
All right, we're going to give this away. Here's how you
so
win.
So when you're sick, you make good jokes?
you send an email to us to myextralife@gmail.com. You must have the word contest in the subject line. I will pick one at random next week, and
so we can win. So we can classify them as spam.
Yeah, because his spam filter would never pick up the word contest.
No. That totally
actually
works.
Put in the title, freak, whack, jigger, wag.
No, don't put that in there. We don't know how to spell it. But you will get this book, and you'll get the dice that comes with it. And thanks again to Samantha Jane.
And remember that
you
book
said it was
and the dice was touched by a female gamer. Yeah. Which is
you, Miss Wright. And you said this dice was multi sided.
Yes.
How many is that? Two sides?
No, it had like I don't even know.
Oh, the dice come from a different plane of time.
They're not like 20 sided. It's like smaller than that. I don't
always
know.
Always roll 20.
Yeah.
16?
Maybe. Who knows? She didn't specify.
Oh,
but
they're
43rd
and they're pie dice.
They just go on forever. That'd be great. Round it up. All right, here is this.
ELR News.
News of the future.
At the world of the future.
Today's news, by the way, is brought to you by that watch Michael sent me that has now completely stopped working. It doesn't work at all now.
Should we stop using that watch?
It's like it's leaking a green fluid that I cannot identify now.
It won't even wind. It doesn't even keep bad time. It's keeping no time. But while it lasted, that was a fun watch to wear. So thanks again to Michael.
Yeah, but that happened last week, too. Shouldn't you be getting a new watch?
No, last week just quit.
Someone's
got to
send Scott a new watch.
Last time
I think he should send an Iron Man watch.
Iron Man, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Who has the Iron Man watch?
Who used to have an Iron Man watch?
Iron Man in a heartbeat? Well, people, you heard it here first.
Iron Man, someone sent Scott an Iron Man watch.
Tony.
Yeah, that was totally 80s.
Tony
Stark. I must have about eight of those things.
Yeah. By the way, I get the name Tony Stark
Scott
and Tony.
Iron Man long time.
I get Tony Stark and Tony Snow mixed up all the time. And Tony Snow.
Tony Stark was, you know, Iron Man.
Yeah, no, I know that.
You know, wife beater.
But Tony Snow is the
Tony Little had an armor suit too.
He's the White House press secretary, and I get those two guys mixed up. So either
you never know. Maybe they are actually.
Maybe they're the same.
You never
guy.
Know. Maybe the White House press secretary has an armor suit too.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an alcoholic.
Maybe. Let's jump to a couple of quick things here. We wanted to mention this isn't really big national, huge, crazy news, but it's interesting news for webcomic fans. Scott Kurtz of PvP fame, of which we are all fans of that comic. Scott Kurtz, you know, he's kind of well known. He's got this animated version of the comic. They're doing an animation, and apparently it's going to be a yearly subscription. You get so many episodes for the year. Sounds like a pretty exciting project. He sounds like he's putting a lot into it, a lot of thought, a lot of care, and the quality looks good. But it brings up a big question for me, and Obsidian brought this up before the show, and I think it's an important one to answer. Does this mean Scott Kurtz has kind of done, you know, he's done well to kind of pave new ground for webcomic artists? Whether all of them think that or not, there is a lot of ground that he sort of pioneered in this area and made it possible for us to try different things and do different things. Well, my question is this a viable business model? Because it costs so much money to make an episode of some animated cartoon. And if somebody's ever going to do one of us, let's say we get an animated, you know, cartoon show that deals with us as characters, what would we have to charge, and are there enough people out there that are willing to pay that to make that model work? I think the work's going to be awesome. I'm excited to see it, but how many people are really going to pay $30 a year? It's all about numbers, of course, and I'm interested to find out how that ultimately pans out. But what do you guys think, Obsidian? What do you think about this?
Well, like I told you before the show, Scott, I'm personally very excited for him because, well, every single webcomic artist out there must accept and admit that having an animation of your webcomic is sort of every webcomic artist's dream.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all want to see our characters made into an animation.
Absolutely.
It brings them to life.
Want.
Yeah.
I personally wish I could be like a sort of one-man army and animate my webcomic on my own. And although I have never worked like professionally in animation, I do know what it takes, and therefore I know it is something very expensive. So while I personally can't pay the amount that is required to subscribe to that to it, you know, it's sort of like 25 or something a year. I really
don't remember
the exact
like
number.
That.
I do know is basically
it's cheaper
that
than World of Warcraft.
That's true.
Well, that is true, but I don't play World of Warcraft either.
Same thing, same difference.
You do play World of Warcraft.
Well, that's true.
And that's why you can't afford it. Okay. Anyway. But no. Thing is, I know that many people around the world, like me, there's a lot of people that can't afford it. I was reading today somebody saying, yeah, $30 is a lot less than many things over there. But to people, you know, like me over here, to me, $30 is almost it's about 3 weeks, almost a month of groceries. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I wish there was another way to make it, you know, cheap, to make it maybe even free. But I'm sitting here trying to think up a business model that would work for it to be free, and I just can't come up with anything.
Yeah. It's going to take – go ahead.
No, no. What is it going to take?
It is going to take a lot more value-added content on the internet for one company to come in and bundle that into one payment, just like cable TV is. You know, you have all these different channels, and they've bundled all these this premium content into one, and you pay an X number of dollars, and so much of that those dollars go to each of the channels.
Kind of so, like kind of like GameTap. GameTap, you pay like you know you can pay for a whole year, which is what I did, and you get all these games. But they also have animation, like for the new Sam and Max game on GameTap, you get the game and you get the new episodes of the game. But you also get brand new animated episodes of the cartoon that has long since not been on TV. You get all the old ones, plus you get new ones just you know in addition to your regular monthly fee.
But in the traditional media market, this would mean if you were doing an animation, say on Cartoon Network, and this happens all the time. Somebody gets picked up, they get signed to do this new cartoon, whatever. It's Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, let's say. And they sign that thing on, and they this cartoon. It is a great show. And,
awesome show.
And that makes money because of two reasons. One, people pay a lot of subscription fees for both satellite and cable, but it's also an ad revenue-based system where advertisers are paying, you know, millions of dollars a month in ad revenue. And that so that totally works. But when it comes to this sort of independent nature of the web and everybody sort of self-publishing, you know, I'm with, oh, I can't think of a model that works. The only model that does work is the one I think Kurtz has gone with. The question is, how well will it work? And it's all a numbers game. If you get enough people to pay, then it'll totally work. And if you don't get enough, then you may only have a year run and then say, well, that was fun. We'll try to do this again when, you know, when it makes more sense.
See, the thing, I somewhat agree with what the Penny Arcade said about it. They liked it, but they had the same kind of, you know, worries. They're like, it's a big responsibility. We'll have to see how this plays out and how it, you know, how it works. But one of their other concerns was the voices, which I really liked the animation, but I wasn't too keen on the voices. And I do agree with Penny Arcade, where they were saying that Scott should do the voice of Skull. And I agree with that.
Well, but you see, supposedly the guy they got, the guy or I don't know if it's a male or a female, I really don't remember, but the person that they got to do Skull's voice is apparently a professional voice actor, and what Mr. Kurt says is that, first of all, you're never going to manage to satisfy everybody, especially when it comes to that, because each and every person, I'm pretty sure that my voice is not exactly what most people imagine my character to sound like.
I imagine your character to be more whiny and high-pitched like a little 12-year-old girl.
No,
but that's just me.
Actually, that has been said to me many times. They imagine my character to be a lot more whiny. Mm-hmm. But but the thing is, you're never going to manage to satisfy everybody. And I mean, even look at this case. I mean, I am actually is actually me, and a lot of people would not like it if I did the voice of O in an animation. So it's basically the same thing there. You're never going to manage to satisfy everybody. I would personally love for Skull to have a deep, low voice, but still
like he's slow.
Well, you know, get somebody with a really, really, really deep voice and make him sound sort of retarded, and that would be awesome. But what Mr. Kurtz says can also be true. He says, well, give it a shot. And after a couple of episodes, you'll probably just grow used to it. I mean, you just get used to it, and you'll basically start thinking that is the way Skull sounds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to admit, I watched the first little teaser episode, and I really liked it. I liked how the animation was done, and I liked how it was done. Like, the quality of it and everything was really nice. And I'm glad it's not just some, you know, fly-by-night,
right?
Flash, thrown-together thing. We're like, we want $30 a month, and, you know, Steve and Rick made this in the last hour.
Yeah,
you know?
It seems to me yes. that he's working really hard to make it worth yeah. the money. And the question is how many people will pay it, and time will tell. So I'm actually
okay,
hoping
I have,
to get Kurtz on to talk about it.
I have one question about it, actually.
Yeah, what's that?
And it's, okay, basically it works with, you know, people subscribe to it. But he said that they've basically been working on this for 4 months. And, of course, the way it works is they have to make these animations with, you know, a little bit of advance. So my question is, and you guys can't answer this because I don't expect you to know, but my question is he, like, paying for this from his own pocket and trying to break even with people subscribing?
I don't know. And like Scott just said, it would be cool to have him on. Or in an interview to ask him, because it sounds like the animation studio. I mean, he says in his blog that they like bugged him about it for a while, and he's like, "Nah,
yeah,
I'm not interested."
If he's willing, I am going to try to pursue this and get him on and talk yeah. about it. And our listener base
because
is
what,
the
what
that
I
that
know for
be...
sure is that somebody, I mean, either him or Blind Ferret, but somebody. Is really taking a huge risk
yeah.
with this. Either him
I think, yeah.
by paying for it in advance or either them by working and expecting to break even.
Yeah.
Somebody is taking a huge risk, and you got to admire that. I mean, you got to admire that kind of courage.
Yeah. Brian, what were you going to say? What were you going to say, Brian?
Oh, me?
Hello?
Oh, I forget.
I forget.
It took me so long to break in, I forget what I was going to say. I think it was something along the lines of it was probably a percentage kind of thing, like we'll take X number of dollars and you take X number of dollars and we'll both just jump into this and we'll donate the time and we'll see what we can make out of it.
Yeah, I think you're probably
most
right.
likely.
All right. Well, if it is, as this thing evolves, we'll talk more about it because there is a yeah. lot of talk about turning the four ELR people into characters and making a cartoon
and
that would be awesome.
Meantime, and
I'd
in
watch
the meantime,
it.
I want to be Insect Overlord.
The best of luck.
Yes. In the meantime, the
yeah,
very
exactly.
best of luck. We hope it works out. And if anyone knows any more about this stuff, just let us know because we'd love
also,
some insider stuff.
Yeah. Something else I didn't mention earlier on the topic of voices. I do remember when Garfield. Was going to first become an animated TV series. There was a lot of controversy on the voice acting, who they were going to get to do it. And
the guy that did the voice of Garfield was awesome.
Yeah, or if it would ruin the whole thing, that was the whole deal. You know, it's like, yeah. okay, either you're gonna knock set the park, or it's gonna really suck.
It's a completely subjective thing anyway.
Yeah. See, I really wish in the Garfield movie, that horrendous mess, of yeah. a movie, instead of having Bill Murray, they should have had the same damn guy that did the cartoon voice.
So wait a minute, they don't have the same guy?
Is he dead?
I mean, you got to realize that I... No,
yeah, he's dead.
The version we got here
he's
was...
He's dead.
No, wait, he was the Motel 6 guy. The
No, he died.
No, that's a different
guy. The voice actor is dead.
He's not the we'll leave
the
light on for you guy.
People tend to die. It happens.
That's weird. I had no idea. I thought it was
the
same guy.
That's not weird. People die all the time.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, it's weird because I thought...
It's the most natural thing in the world. Go die, Scott.
I thought it was the hotel guy's voice.
No, it's not the
He was unknown, basically, when he started. So,
all right. Good enough. Well, let's move on. We got
He's
a couple more
away.
Things to talk about. This whole Peter Jackson thing, the way it played out this week, was like a big fat soap opera.
Peter Jackson!
So the studio does not want him to direct. They're pissed at him because there's still some illegal action about money and who earned it on the first Lord of the Rings movie. So they yeah. kind of play babies and say, well, we're not letting Peter Jackson direct it. So now, yeah. Obsidian, tell us the big switcheroo that happened with the guy who owns the rights to the Hobbit.
Well, to be honest, Scott, I'd rather Andrew say it. He's a much more informed person than I am.
He knows more about this than you. Well, that's yeah. very very honest of you to admit.
Well, I'm an honest guy.
You are an honest guy. So Andrew, do you know the skinny? What happened there?
The basic thing that I saw was something has something to do with the rights. One studio has the rights, and they didn't want Jackson to direct it or something like that. But in
you
the end,
hello.
And you are correct. The guy who did the voice of Garfield was called. His name was Lorenzo Music, and he died in 2001. I feel like
his name.
Now.
Wait a minute. His name was Lorenzo Music.
Lorenzo yes. Music. That's
wow.
Awesome.
That sort of makes you want to have a kid just to name him that. Yeah.
He was pretty
Lorenzo
old.
Lorenzo Music.
He was born in 1937. Died August 2001. Anyway, go ahead.
But basically,
I love to wear Hawaiian t-shirts or Hawaiian shirts. Sorry, go ahead.
The guy. the guy who actually has the rights to The Hobbit said that he's just going to wait until the rights revert back to him, and then he's going to contact Peter Jackson because no one Absolutely. Will direct the movie except Peter Jackson.
Right. I agree.
Wicked, man, because that's the
way it should
go. I think
it would be a bad yeah. move because it should almost be called Peter Jackson's
The Hobbit.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah, the Peter Jackson's The Hobbit. Yeah.
Well, it's you know, just because... like he loves the books, just like the Spider-Man movies are directed by Sam Raimi, who loves the Spider-Man comic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Well, to me, it's not so much about how much
you
love it.
It's kind of like if you get a... It's kind of like
Give
if you get a conceptual
bowl.
Artist for it that isn't... what's his name again? Lee...
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Majors.
Lee Majors. it's the fall guy, dude.
Lee Majors is the main conceptual artist for The Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
That's why everyone was wearing armor. Oh.
No, what's the... I know who you're saying. I can't think
Alan
of
Lee. Alan
that's
Lee.
It, that's oh, it,
yeah.
that's it.
It's kind of like if you get a different conceptual artist for it. It's going to change so much. Yeah, let's get John Woo to direct the Lord of the Rings.
Well, I mean, John Woo... John Woo
that
did,
would work.
John Woo did buy the rights to Masters of the Universe.
Oh, good. Actually, he could probably pull that off, okay. I'd be all right with that.
Man.
No, he actually bought the rights to it, because apparently he dug the original toys in cartoon, but...
I'm just doing some
and
background
at one time,
music.
there was a rumor going around that he was going to direct a new...
John Woo?
Yeah.
I'd be
and
all right
I was like,
that.
What's going to happen? There's going to be a big throwdown fight with He-Man and Skeletor, and halfway through the fight, like, two doves are going to go flying out.
Yeah, that's funny. Yep.
And you're going to see, like, He-Man jump sideways with two swords.
He-Man bullet
favorite He-Man toy has got to be Ram-Man. Right. He had the spring-loaded feet, and
yeah,
you could aim
right.
him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just got to love the name.
Yeah.
Ram-Man.
Ram-Man. I'm Ram-Man. I'm
I
sorry
bet
to hear
you
that.
Are. Oh, hi. Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy. Okay, on that note, that's pretty much all the news. Paris Hilton threw up on stage. I just wanted to mention that. But that's
yeah,
funny.
Someone showed her like clothes yeah. that might actually fit her.
Yeah,
and no one even noticed when she started to sing and she threw up instead.
Yeah, it was the same, dude. It was the same.
I was like, that's awesome, man. That
great.
Album rocks.
Yeah, she was just like when it was recorded.
Thing is, you all got to admit, she's got pretty nice legs.
I'll give her that. She got up there and went, how's everybody doing tonight?
Ralph.
Ralph. My name is Ralph Hilton. Anyway. let's move on to something I have to tell you guys. Okay, this is a great story. I went to Disneyland last week, as many people know.
We know. Okay.
Great time.
He's
had a
like,
good time.
I got sick on this
no.
Cubs.
Now, one of the funnest things the we Cubs. Did was Space Mountain. I hadn't been on that since I was way young and thought it'd be fun to go again. So... we got the kids pretty pumped up to go. I've got a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So I knew there might be a little apprehension. Well, here's the thing with Space Mountain, okay? You get in line for that thing. It's not so bad outside. But as soon as you start getting into here, here's how the atmosphere changes. It turns to like this dark, scary, emergency blue. There's flashing yep, yeah. lights all over the place. There's this voice constantly going, emergency on deck factor 5. We are being attacked. And it's just like crazy, weird, scary.
Sounds like they use McDonald's speakers.
The further you get into this thing, the more closed in it gets. It gets kind of like lots of... what do they call those in Star Trek? Whatever they're called, the
Lack of Space Mountain.
No, like all the hallways have
holodeck.
No, I don't know what they're called. Anyway,
claustrophobic
bulkheads, just like a lot of this fake like star crap that's from space. And you're walking through there, and the whole time it gets worse and worse and worse, and the voice is saying, "We've got to save us from the alien horde and all this kind of thing." So my kids are starting
Does
to
Does it actually out. Say the alien horde?
No, I made
no,
that
Scott's
part up.
Making that
Oh, the alien
up.
Horde.
I made that part up. But my 9-year-old daughter, slowly from the beginning to about midway through this line, is starting to literally freak out. Dad, I don't think I can do it. Dad, I can't do it. I can't do it. Dad, I'm totally scared. Dad. She's freaking out. She's starting to cry.
You're like, be a man.
I'm like, come on. It's fine. It's no problem. This is all just theater in here. This isn't like the ride. I mean, we're just getting pumped up for it. And this
nothing will blow your
great.
Image.
You ruined the magic.
Nothing will blow your image of Space Mountain more than when there's a problem and they have to physically turn the lights on inside Space Mountain and you see what a rickety, crappy setup it is. It ruins the magic.
Well, I'm sure that's true, but we didn't even get that far. She's totally freaking out. And then here's the best part. At one point, we're rounding a corner And she says, Dad, this is the kind of ride that's going to make me throw up. I said, no, you don't even get motion sick. You'll be fine. We round the corner, and what's the first thing we see, dude? Some huge barf patty from some kid who was ahead of us in line. And so she goes, look, Dad, I told you, look, there's barf. And I said, no, that's somebody's Slurpee. It's not a problem. Because I said, 7-Eleven makes Slurpees now with, like, dice.
And then your daughter went, like, I want some.
Yeah, that looks good, Dad.
It's almost whole.
They have diced.
Slurpee with chunks.
They have diced ham-flavored Slurpees now at 7-Eleven. But anyway.
Did they finally come in and spread some of that crazy smelling sawdust on it?
No,
that's pixie dust.
It must have had just happened before we got there. So then we're rounding that corner. I'm saying, no,
maybe
sweetie.
It's 30 years old.
So I full on lied to her. I said, that's somebody's, Slurpee. So we go around the other corner, and that was wave two of whoever that kid was. So there's a whole nother big roar all over the floor. And she's like, Dad, it happened again.
Did he love a ride if you're throwing up on the way up on the ride?
Space Mountain.
Yeah, he's like, did they?
Look, Dad, that robot is delivering Slurpees.
She asked me. She said, did they spill two of them? I'm like, no, sweetie, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. We're almost there.
You lied to your daughter to get her to go on a roller coaster.
And she's crying so hard that now Nicholas, who's not afraid of anything, is looking at me going, Dad, why is everyone freaking out? Is this as bad as everyone thinks it is? Meanwhile, you got... Sector 4 is being attacked by the giant squids. Burr, 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 over the head thing.
Oh, wow, they added the squids at that one, huh?
Whatever it was. So we get all the way down there. Now, here's the worst part. She freaks out to the point that she just can't get on. So she waits over there by the people. We get on the thing. Now my daughter, who's 12.
Wow, why didn't you think of that before?
My daughter, who's 12, does not have someone to sit next to. So not only does she not have someone to sit by, she's starting to freak out because I don't know why. She just is. And... they put her on.
Because she's alone. She's 12.
Yeah. Did you lie to her too, Scott?
They put her. But listen, hold on. Survive to that age.
No, hold on. They put her on the front car. That's to make it just a little bit worse. So she's sitting in the front car. I'm right behind her, like patting her on the head, going, "It's gonna be fine, honey. It's gonna be fine." I got Nicholas next to me, going, "Why are my sisters freaking out?" So we finally go into this thing. It's pitch black. She closed her eyes the whole time. Had a freaking heart attack on that thing, and it was
the worst. The worst place you can be on that ride is the front car and the last car. Yeah. You'll get whiplash in the last car.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So anyway,
can't believe you're. Kids have actually survived.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, Nicholas. It's okay to touch this live wire coming out of the wall.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and that's just somebody slurping.
Every time after that, they'd go, Dad, is this a roller coaster? I mean, we go to like, It's a Small World, Small World is like, that's worse than any scary ride because
it's a demon ride.
Yeah, it's like a thousand Chuckies singing at you. It's terrible. But all those little Chucky dolls, I don't like it in there at all. But every time we go on to anything, they'd say that. Dad, is this another roller coaster? No, it's not a roller coaster.
Yeah, that's because you've scarred them for life.
And you've totally ruined their trust.
Congratulations, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
It was awesome. And we still did other roller coasters after that because they kind of, lightened up. But it was pretty funny while we were at it. Anyway.
Oh, it's okay. So you openly admit that you lied to your children, huh?
It's okay, kids. I'm going to drive 80. I want you guys to jump out of the car and roll into the front yard. It'll be fine.
Now, the other thing that was great about the trip was I had the Wii with me the whole time, and we had it at the hotel, so we played a lot of that.
I usually take my Wii with me.
Yeah. I never leave my Wii anywhere.
Yeah. I was sitting here thinking.
Trust people. I don't really trust other people to take care of me.
I wondered how quick we'd have Wii jokes, and apparently it's immediately after I say the word. But yeah.
You took your Nintendo Wii on a trip to Disneyland.
It was just for night when we were at the hotel. I
mean, what is that? I mean, is Disneyland not entertaining enough?
Yeah, I know. It's like Disneyland can't hold my attention.
You're not there 24/7. You're not there 24/7. You come back, you play a little of this, you play a little of that. We played a lot of Wii Sports, had a great time. I have some more video to post on that.
That is. Wii Sports. You know what? Let's just leave it at
Obsidian,
that.
Did you get your Wii yet? That's the question.
No.
Oh.
I told you guys it's going to be a while before I get it. I actually I haven't spoken to Mr. Harrington yet. But it's just been a week since it went on sale, so,
maybe he backed out.
They have sold 600,000.
There's still
a good couple of months before I get it.
Yeah, they
Toys
sold
R Us
crazy.
Here has the games and has controllers but has no machines.
So is that a good number, 600,000 in the U.S. sold already?
That's an insane number. That broke records.
Don't
it's
they
huge.
Have like yeah.
You're supposed to have 4 million,
4 million total
by Christmas, by the end of December.
Yeah. Those numbers
in
are
the United States alone.
In a week and probably going up for probably sales are gonna go up for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Sony had 400,000 period.
There's a big rumor going around that for Christmas, or before Christmas hits, both the Xbox, the PlayStation 3, and the Wii are going to see price drops this soon.
Oh, I doubt it.
I don't know.
Doubt it.
Maybe in January.
Maybe the 360, but I don't see Sony dropping. They're already losing $300 a pop. And
I mean, why would Nintendo
sell,
drop
like, three
the price?
Games?
And Nintendo has, as long as Nintendo's still lower than everybody, I don't think they have any reason to jump at it. We'll see. I mean, who knows? It usually takes about a year for a drop, which is about right for the 360. And Sony, I don't think they're budging for a while. I mean, their Blu-ray player, I mean, game machine is, you know, it's too new. So we'll have to see.
Oh, that was clever, Scott.
Let's do this real quick. Now, normally we don't play this early in the show, but there's a couple of calls I want to play that are based on it. So here's this.
How were the graphics?
How were the graphics?
Okay, now with the How are the graphics segment, which was just going to be about the Wii, and everyone already knows how I stand on it and how fun it's been for us and how
on your Wii?
Utterly pleased.
Yeah, he actually...
That's rather impressive.
I trip on it, actually. No. It's reached my expectations and I've loved it. So that's all I have to say.
Your expectations.
But somebody sent in a call that I thought was pretty funny with their kid. Check it out.
Yeah, my son was wanting a Nintendo Wii for Christmas, and he had a question for you.
How are the graphics? Bye.
That was awesome.
That was
man.
Awesome. So the graphics great. Are great, kiddo. I would say it's about a GameCube 1.5 so far. I hear that. We'll
I hear
start
it looks really good if you get the component cables.
Yeah, component cables help. You get 480p on that thing. But it's I love Zelda. It's just a kicking, rocking, awesome Zelda title like everyone thought it would be. And it's everything all the reviews are saying. Great, great game. Can't get enough of it.
Kind of on the Nintendo note, did you guys see where the Walmart had the Nintendo Micros, the Game Boy Micros?
34.
Yeah, like $34 or $38.
Yeah, it was like $34.
Holy crap.
I almost bought one just to have something small to keep around in my pocket next to my Wii.
Yeah, two small things.
Yeah. Oh.
No, that's I didn't know about that. I need to get that for the kids for Christmas or something. That's cheap. Cheap, cheap.
Yeah. My kids don't listen. I got one.
Why don't you get your kids an education for Christmas?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and go, how about no more lies about roller coasters, yeah. Scott?
Okay.
How about promising to not force them to go on dangerous rides?
Yeah, it's like, it's okay, Nick. It's okay. Just like that gasoline bottle right there. It's okay.
It's just a casserole Slurpee. Ignore it. Just keep moving. Anyway, I got another call regarding the Wii from a local Utah person, fan. And he apparently has the misconception that I'm having a Wii party soon. Here it is.
All right, Scott. This is Mike in Salt Lake City. Hey, I was wondering what you wanted me to bring to your local Wii party meetup that you're having at your house for all your local Utah fans. I figure I could bring a bag of Doritos or a bag of Cheetos. Hey, and if you want, I'd even be willing to cook up a batch of my yummy chicken enchiladas to bring to the Wii party that you're having at your house. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'll bring my son with me and everything. We'll have a good time. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
So that's quite a proposition, huh? He wants
Let me get this straight. He wants to bring Doritos over at a Nintendo Wii party with those white remote controls. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I didn't even think about that. That'd be terrible.
Those will be the yellowest controllers ever.
That's not good. We're not doing that. Not doing that. We are going to do a Utah meetup here soon again because we haven't done it since X-Men 3, and it's
Utah meetup.
Yeah. Utah meetup, baby.
Everyone brings their wives.
Wee! Oh, dude, nice. Nice joke. Nice
joke. Six-wife limit.
Six-wife limit. Very nice. Okay, we got
a discount at the theater when you bring less than six.
We got a call from Kristen of the Manic Mommies, one of our favorite people on Earth, and she had a question, and I can't remember who it was directed at, because that's how I roll. So I'm going to play it anyway, and we'll figure it out. Here it is.
Hey, guys. This is Kristen from Manic Mommies, and I actually have a question for you in the run-up to the holidays. My younger brother, who is 28, loves World of Warcraft. I have turned him on to the instance.net. Not sure if he's actually listening to it, but anyway, the question I have is, what present can I get my brother for Christmas, considering that he's, you know, a World of Warcraft fan? Is there something that I can buy for him that he would like? This World of Warcraft related. That's it. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, so that's a good question.
Well, unfortunately, the gift for World of Warcraft gamers was
the expansion
over to next year. Yeah. So you can get him a pair of socks.
WoW socks.
You could get him
for the horde on the toe.
You could get him some of the cards.
Yeah.
You could get him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You go to Hot Topic. If you have a Hot Topic there, maybe there it's called, like, No Topic or something.
Or Mediocre but you Topic.
Could, wow, you could get him a For the Horde t-shirt.
Yeah, you could get him a For the Horde t-shirt, which you can buy at geekarmor.com.
Jinx has them, too, and Hot. That's why I mentioned Hot Topic. I was shocked that that store actually had Warcraft stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So you can get him something like that, but I would actually recommend a starter deck and a couple of booster packs for the card game, if it were me. I don't know, you know, how much he'd be into that.
Or if you can find it somewhere, go ahead and pre-purchase the expansion pack.
Yeah.
And because Lord knows when it gets closer to it coming out, there's supposedly a lot of places that are going to start doing the pre-purchases for it again, like a second wave.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so there you go, Kristen. I hope your manic mommyhood has been improved by our fine advice today.
And remember, Kristen, you can never have enough socks.
And with that note, which is a beautiful one to end on, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about not only a crappy movie of the week like we always do and a quick word game, but we're going to talk a little bit about piracy and the problem we're having these days with games that require all kinds of copy protection and screw up the very games you purchase and make it so you can't play them. We've covered piracy before, and we've talked about a lot of other things these companies are pulling, but this one is the big stinker, in my opinion. And a few of you weighed in on it as well, so we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll be right back.
One, two, three, and have no fear, because Scott and Crew will be right back.
Hello again, Extra Life listeners. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with another Rico's Reviews. This week I'm going to talk about a recent film that's just out now in theaters called The Fountain. This movie is directed and written by Darren Aronofsky, who's done a lot of unusual films, and this is no exception. The Fountain is very difficult to describe. It stars Hugh Jackman, Rachel Weisz, and it spans over 1,000 years of time, set primarily in 3 different time periods. This movie is about spirituality, life, death, love, trying to live forever. There's a lot of strange things that go on, but this is the kind of movie that you go to with an open mind, and it is not your typical sci-fi film by any means or fantasy movie. This one is very unusual, but I do recommend it. It has a lot of really amazing visuals. The music that I'm playing in the background here by Clint Mansell is really beautiful music. It's just really perfect for the film. I really can't say that much about the movie without you going to experience it yourself is really the best way. But I do recommend go see The Fountain if you want something that's going to blow your mind. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
Hey everybody, Scott Johnson again here, and I want to talk real quick about something I found over on youbynow.com today. I know a lot of you are Sheriff Lobo fans. Just kidding. Do you guys remember the comic Lobo, DC Comics? Pretty famous character. It was a great comic series. I haven't read it in years, but I was really kind of into it back in the late 80s. They've got a really cool figure of this thing. It's 6.5 inches, and it comes from DC Direct. The price on this thing on youbynow.com is only $11.99. But what's cool about it is he's got this wicked awesome chain he's holding, and it's loose, so it's not like some piece of plastic, straight piece of junk, stupid thing. This actually looks like a pretty quality figure. You can find that and a whole lot more over at youbynow.com, and if you use Extra Life for your code, you will save 10%. Don't say we never do nothing for you. Thanks a lot, youbynow.com.
Warning! Smart remark by Andrew coming up.
Okay, everybody, we're back. Welcome back to the show. Hello? What's going on? Hello?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
There's something you figured
out. It's a cocktail.
What a strange reference that we came up with on the fly there. So let's talk about this thing, this whole deal, this whole issue. We've talked a lot on the show about piracy. We've talked before about paid content that you get in episodic ways and paying too much for it, advertising in games. We've talked about all that crap. But let's talk about something
that we haven't talked about sex.
About this. Well, not sex. Actually, we've talked about that a few times, but usually
let's
there's a rooster.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
So,
oh, sorry.
So,
it's
Andrew.
About you and me.
So, Andrew here, Andrew Schenectady, had a little problem. He had to reload his computer here recently. He's got a few games. Some he got off Steam. Some he's bought retail. Tell everybody how crappy this whole thing's turned out for you and what the deal
you
is.
You know, I try to buy the games that I like. A lot of times I'll get a bootleg copy of a game, and I'll play like halfway through it. And if I like it, I'll go out and buy it. But if this is the kind of crap that I'm going to have to deal with, I'm just going to start pirating everything.
Yeah, do you hear that? Freaking RIAA and
because,
everyone else?
I mean... And I never paid attention to this. A lot of times now when you pick up a box of a game on the bottom, sometimes highlighted, sometimes not, it'll say this game has a form of copy protection that may or may not allow the game to function with certain CD drives. I'm like, if you're making a game that won't work on a CD drive, why bother making the damn game?
Yeah, exactly.
You might as well just not even bother. I mean,
so give us an example. You had one, your Dark Messiah of Might and Magic.
Dark Messiah
of
Might and Magic, yeah. The Fear expansion, which I bought, and Splinter Cell 3, which I bought. All of them, so far I've gotten Dark Messiah to work, and I've gotten the Splinter Cell 3 to work. But in order to get it to work, I had to install the game, install the patches, crack the patch, and then crack the EXE file just to get the damn game to work. And
you
I
had
owned
to pirate
the
game you bought.
Yeah, I had to pirate the game I bought.
Yeah. So.
Well, like I was saying to Andrew before, it's a messed up gaming world when I, who pirate every single game I have
play
it
the,
easier.
Yeah.
I mean, I can play it easier than he who buys it.
Yeah, I know, and it's nuts. Like if we made video games, we would not waste one dime on protection. The main reason is most games, no matter how hard the protection is, they're cracked in 24 hours.
That used to be my philosophy. Then I started having children. Not one dime on protection. Anyway.
Oh, that's a good one. That
okay.
A good one.
That's great. Well, they heard
but,
that.
But I mean, it's nuts. I still haven't gotten Fear to work. And I went on one of the sites where I get most of my cracks. And to crack Fear, I have to put Fear on.
It is crack.
I have to put Fear on, crack it, patch it, crack the patch. Put on the expansion, crack the expansion, download the update for the expansion, crack the update, and then crack the EXE. I got to do 6 cracks just to get the game to work. And I bought it.
Yeah, that's a lot of cracking.
Andrew?
Yeah.
I had to do all of that except one thing. Want to know what is the one thing I didn't have to do?
No.
You didn't have to buy it. You didn't have to spend any money on it.
You didn't have to go to the store.
It's like It ticked me off the fact that, you know, I buy the game, I play the demo, I like it enough that I go out and give them $50 and buy the game, and then I still have to illegally pirate it just to play it.
It should work. Yeah, that is so lame. I understand. They basically are turning honest people into pirates. Is that really what they want to do? Is that their goal
with
all this?
And I will go also on the record as saying I can see now why more and more people go to consoles.
Yeah.
Because if I buy Gears of War, like if, say they make Gears of War for the PC, I bet you on the PC there would be issues. Whereas if I bought it for the 360, I guarantee you I could get home and put it in the machine and play the damn thing.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. That's always been true of console games. But yeah, I just think it's, I think it's bad ultimately for business. What they think they're doing is protecting their interests. What they're ultimately doing is causing their ultimate downfall, and it just pisses people off. Now, isn't this DRM fight you've been having, isn't it all surrounded with, isn't it actually using the Sony stuff that
well,
was all controversial for a while?
On Splinter Cell 3, Splinter Cell 4, I was, while I was on the forums for 3, looking at the multitude of pissed off people having the same issues I am, there was even more people ticked off with the protection used in Splinter Cell 4 that just came out. So now I'm even wary of even bothering buying that one, because I own them all. So I was going to buy the fourth one, but probably not now. I'll probably just bootleg it. But yeah, everyone has the same kind of problem. And Splinter Cell 3 used the infamous Star Force, which is an absolute nightmare.
Oh, yes.
Now,
my nemesis.
Now, Splinter Cell 4 and Dark Messiah, Might and Magic, and Fear all use Secure ROM, which is made by Sony, which is part of their DRM package or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Brian, have you ran into this at all? Or you, what do you do for your PC gaming needs?
I don't play games, so therefore I do not have any problems.
I see. That's good times.
Brian's too old to play games. He's too mature.
I haven't really run into it.
Usually, I usually have pretty good luck, but I know all the places to go to get cracks, because I usually go first thing and get cracks for stuff. So, I mean, like the CD cracks, because I ain't going to go looking for no CD every time I play my stupid game that I bought and purchased and installed on my machine.
Yeah, that always bugged me as well. It's like they just want to restrict you with stuff you've bought. And this extends to all kinds of other things, like media on the different devices you buy. You know, I shouldn't have to worry about actually breaking some law when I rip the CD I bought, rip the songs off on it, put it on my iPod or put it on my Xbox or something like that. I should have full right to do that. And I do. But there are a lot of, you know, little tricky little laws that you're breaking when you do crap like that.
And there's even an issue with Dark Messiah Might and Magic. It's got the CD check, which I had to crack. But what's funny is if you buy Dark Messiah, you can actually just enter your code and download it off of Steam instead of using your CDs. And there's still the CD check that's causing the Steam version to crash. And it's crashing because it's looking for a CD that isn't friggin' there.
Brilliant.
That is brilliant.
That's, well, no, I think it's not well done. It's just that you don't understand it, Andrew. It's not badly done. It's just that you don't understand it. You don't understand the game. You don't understand its ingenuity.
Do you think Scott Kurtz is worried at all about people pirating these episodes? Do you think that's going to be a problem?
He spoke about that in the...
What did he say about
YouTube?
That? What was his thought on that?
He hopes that people actually start distributing it and showing it to people, because he says, and I totally think, I think very highly of him for actually saying this, he says that he expects it to be pirated, and he expects that basically the show will live off of people that are fans of the comic and loyal to it and therefore want to pay for it. Very much like Andrew.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if suddenly started making it difficult for Andrew to view the videos, he's going to make Andrew want to pirate it.
Yeah, well, see, I've actually thought about signing up for it. I mean, if you sign up now early, instead of being like $30 for a year, it's like $20 for a year.
Yeah, you can
and
do
that's
it
that's not
early.
Really bad when you break it down by month, you know.
Yeah, depending on how many episodes you get and how long they are. And you never know, you might get extra stuff. Like maybe they'll do regular full-size episodes and little short snippet episodes too. So.
Yeah, and keeping in mind that any exposure is good exposure in my book, and if you've got that thing spread all over tarnation.
Well, yeah, and it's actually really smart of him because, I mean, once it, you know, gets all over YouTube, maybe someone, you know, used to read PvP and hasn't read it in a while, and then they see the cartoon on YouTube and go, oh, wow, and come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come back and see the cartoon and start reading the comic again.
Or moreover, they might, some exec at Cartoon Network might see it and say, dude, we need a new Adult Swim, you know, slot open up on Sunday night, and this looks like quality stuff.
It's true.
And I'm sure that's in his mind, and it would be in mine, too. I'd want that. That'd be great. So, this doesn't have anything to do with copy protection, but it does
so
kind of go to that.
Is this something you think about, like, when you're not thinking about lying to your children?
Yes, when I'm not coming up with slurpy concoctions.
We're never going to forgive you. Yeah,
it's like... We owe it to the children.
Yeah. And by the way...
if you keep them in cages.
By the way, if anyone listening is one of those people that goes and buys, like, 10 different hats and the big freaking fat guy Mr. Incredible t-shirt... and has 3 balloons and a dragon, 10 other little stupid things behind him, and spending like $400 on all that crap. I hate you people. I can't stand you people. You're in front of me in line. You're too freaking big as it is anyway. Now you got all your crap to worry about. Your dragon everywhere. Do not come to Disneyland anymore.
You're never supposed to buy gifts until you're leaving. Doesn't
Dad,
people know
that's
that?
What
you
we
don't
did.
Buy it. You don't buy, like, just because Timmy wants a giant Figment. Stuffed animal. You don't buy it now. You buy it when you're getting ready to leave the damn park.
Yeah, and that's what we did with the kids. They all got to have something, and they got it the last day on the way out.
Did you lie to them about what they got?
Yeah, I said, don't worry.
You're like, Nick, you can buy this keychain, but I don't have any keys.
I'm like, Nick, that's not a churro. That's Mickey Mouse's wand from Fantasia. I promise it'll be good.
That's not a what?
I was talking about those.
Well, you did tell them that a puddle of vomit was a slurping, so you probably know no bottom.
Oh, and also, can I just tell you how expensive everything is? It's like, Yes, I'd like that ice cream cone, please. Single scoop. Sure, sir. That'll be $16.85. It's like, oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
The last time I went to a park, I think it was like Universal. And I was just – I like to joke around with people. And I bought like a bottled water, and it was like $6. And I actually – I worried the girl. I was like, $6? Isn't the planet covered in this stuff like that? And she looked at me like, oh, my God, this guy's going to be a problem. And I'm like, I'm just kidding with you.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of all of this, high prices at places like that, what are the theaters going to do in the next few years as the minimum wage increases to almost double what it is now, and they're already charging $5 for a bag of popcorn just to break even?
Yeah,
what are they going to do when they have to pay? They've cut their forces down to almost nothing. There's hardly anybody that works at theaters as it is now.
Less and less people even go to the theater. I mean, I only go for certain movies. Most of the movies, I'd rather just wait and buy them.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk there's a lot of talk of a transition period where you'll be able to go to a film, go to the theater, and walk out of there and buy the DVD on the way out of the theater.
Yep.
That's one step closer to the idea that you'll just get the movies on day one and watch them where you want to watch them.
Yep.
So, whether they're on disc or not.
Well, there's a lot of movies that don't really have to be in a theater.
Well, I was explaining to my son,
too. Well, I don't mind the direct-to-DVD model if it weren't for the fact that most movies that are direct-to-DVD sort of suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mainstream would have to pick it up and do it. I mean, it can't just be Van Damme in his third movie no one's heard of. It'd have to be something decent.
His third movie. It'd be like his eighth movie no one's heard of.
So, Brian, what were you saying? You were talking to your son?
Oh, I was talking to my son the other day, and he's like, when we're going back to the movies. Yeah, I talked to him, believe it or not. Well, I was like,
"Do you lie to your son?"
Yeah, I don't lie to him. I said, "Well, son," he said, "When are we going back to the theater?" And I said, "Well, son, let's put it this way: it costs about $40 every time the family goes. $40 to $50 every time the family goes to the movies."
Yeah,
I said, "And we can buy a projector now for like around $600."
Nice one.
So, I mean, shoot.
So you do lie to your children, huh?
No, it's true.
That's true.
So you basically fed him that crap that you're going to buy a projector if you stop going to the movies.
Yeah, and it's true because as we're doing, we're kind of saving up our money. We're going to buy a projector and just,
that's the way to go.
Going to the movies much.
No. Brian, lie to your kids, but don't expect me
it's
to
true.
Believe it.
Brian's going to buy one.
I've already looked at the one I wanted, the ViewSonic. I've already started putting the money back. We're going to get it.
He's going to buy one of those projectors where you'll be like, oh, next up, we're going to see about the duck. Yeah. And then you got to like turn the little dial.
You should do, Brian? You should do like those people I saw once pictures of that they took and they sort of built a whole new room in their house and they made this huge sort of home theater and they made it look like it was part of the Death Star.
Yeah, I've seen
that's
that.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
That was way cool.
That would rock.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, that would.
Maybe I'll do the motif of the Space Mountain just so my kids will be freaked every time they do it.
Yeah, just your kids can throw up in it, and then you can say, oh, look, you made a Slurpee.
Departing from
Where's
Sector 7.
The Slurpee machine, Dad?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll have to think about it. What I want to know, Brian,
Dad, I made a Slurpee.
When you hook up your home theater system, will you be playing this movie we're about to talk about?
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And today's Crappy Movie of the Week is Blood Freak. Perfect name for a perfect film. Andrew, tell us the plot summary of Blood Freak.
Isn't that a Disney movie?
Blood. It starred Don Knotts and freaking, I don't know who else. Go ahead.
Basically,
Shirley Temple.
1972, a biker comes upon a girl with a flat tire and offers her a ride home. He winds up at a drug party with the girl's sister, then follows her to a turkey farm owned by the father, who's a mad scientist.
You just don't know how many times this happened.
Wait a minute. He's a mad scientist that owns a turkey farm?
I'm not even done. It gets better than that. The father turns the biker into a giant turkey monster that goes after and kills drug dealers.
That's awesome.
This happens at least once a week to me.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome. He's a mad scientist who runs a turkey farm. That's brilliant. Freaking brilliant.
Wait a minute. But is this one of those trippy movies like that other one of the guy that turned into a perfect smile or something?
Yeah.
That the premise of the movie sounds really weird, but it's basically because the guy that wrote it was probably too high.
Probably. Well, the guy who directed it, who is named Brad Grinter, He also directed, the other movies he directed were Scream, Baby Scream, Sometimes Aunt Martha Does Dreadful Things.
Okay.
That's really the name of the movie?
Yes.
We might have to showcase that one in future. Keep going.
And like he also did a movie called Love Pirate and Barely Proper.
That's awesome.
Barely Proper.
Okay.
That's actually a pretty good title.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, though. It's like... Oh, the Barely Proper.
Who needs it to make sense? It's a movie.
Yeah. What was that other one? What was the ant one? Tell me that one again. I got to look that one up
them.
Next week. No, the ant
the
one.
Them?
The crazy ant does weird things. What was the name of that?
Sometimes Aunt Martha does.
Yeah, it's Sometimes Aunt Martha Does Dreadful Things.
That's awesome. I got to look that
sometimes
one up.
Sometimes Aunt Martha touches me there.
All right, we have.
He must have wrote all of his stories while smoking pot and eating Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what I want to know. What's going on? Okay, we got a couple of clips. Let's play these. Here's first one. I don't have a title. Here it is.
So why did you take him out and dump him? Don't we have enough trouble in these experiments without taking a chance on a murder charge? All we did was give this guy some turkey.
Now, if you heard that, Obsidian couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it.
It's a hard one to hear. It's a hard one to hear, I admit. But it's so worth it. Well, the listeners will know. But it's the guy changes his line midway, corrects himself, and they left it in the movie. So he's literally fumbling on himself. He can't act as it is, and then he just kind of went on.
There's a couple good screw-ups in the movie. At one point, when the character Herschel gets in a fight with a dope dealer, and he pins him to the ground and lifts his hands away, as the dope dealer lies there, you can actually hear the director saying, "Get up slowly."
No way, dude. I got to get this.
Almost makes you want to watch the movie.
It does.
And there's another screw-up where when the character Herschel hangs this woman on a door, like a door hook, a man in a blue shirt attacks him, and you can actually see the woman's eyes open and closing and look around watching the fight when she's supposed to be dead.
Is it over yet? Is it over? Can I get up?
Oh, that's awesome. All right, listen to this one closely. I'll try to crank it up for you. This one is talks about someone being a hunk of a man, and it was too good. Here it is.
No, thank
Take
you.
A drag. It'll help loosen you up.
I can do without, thank you.
No, thanks. No, thanks. No, thanks. How can such a big hunk of man be such a damn coward?
How can such
a
big
hunk of man.
A big hunk of man be such a damn coward?
Big hunk of man.
That sounds like the worst acting. I can't wait to see this. This is one I have to see, especially if you're telling me these little glitches like the director's voice being overheard.
Yeah, well, that's funny. But what if you were really smoking pot and you didn't realize it was a director and you're thinking, well, he really is getting up slowly. How did I know he was going to do that?
Oh, I can hear the future.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I got one last one. Talks about... Oh, go ahead, Obsidian. What?
Get up.
Get.
No, that was it.
What?
That's all, man.
I didn't get any of it. It didn't come through. 6 seconds is how long this one is. It talks about how ugly something is. I should really write these down before I get going on the show so I remember what they say, but it doesn't matter. Here it is.
Gosh, Herschel, you sure are ugly.
Okay, he's talking to the turkey man.
I heard the gobble.
That was him at the end, dude. That was him at the end. I sure hope I get a presidential pardon, he was saying to himself. But yeah, I guess it's a pretty gratuitously bad movie. You guys should check it out. It is called Blood Freak. You say 1972? Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
Which is actually a pretty cool name, Blood Freak. I mean, that just...
Yeah, it's not too
Blood
bad.
Blood Freak.
Cooler than Lorenzo Music.
Yeah. Lorenzo Music. Oh, and speaking of cool people, cool names that we might have an interview for the show, I cannot tell anyone about this because... I had to.
Is this another one of those news things
no.
that you're not going to tell us?
I had
us?
To agree to an NDA, meaning I can't say anything until it's confirmed. But fans of movies and next fall or next spring might really want to pay attention to an upcoming show where we might have an interview with someone who does a certain thing.
Might be in a movie.
It's really cool.
Wait a minute. Fans of movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Scott, people that breathe might like our next show.
Yeah, you might
Scott
like that.
Really narrows it down for us.
Yeah, really cleared it up.
So, is Ebert going to be on the show?
Yes, they're going to dig him up. Oh, no, he's not the dead one. Siskel is, right?
you know, you really need to stop doing this thing where you tell us you have something to say, but you're
I know. I'm going to tell you guys privately, but I'm supposed to keep it really quiet. I'm just so excited about it.
Privately,
I'll tell you
and
about
I won't tell anybody, so don't look at my blog tomorrow.
Yeah, don't check his blog, because it won't be right there. And
I'm trying. I'll throw this out there. I am trying to – I have a couple people lined up for interviews, but yeah. I'm trying to get us an interview with the Frag Dolls.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Right. Girl Gamers. Yeah, and you got Jenna Jameson after that, right? And who else? Paris
I got
Hilton.
Her line. Oh, Paris Hilton. She's just gonna come on the. She's gonna come on the show and throw up.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna tell her, "Hey, like the legs."
You know what? I'm impressed that she had food in her. That's all. I thought that was interesting.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good sign, I think. Before we go, quick word game with Obsidian. Decided to do this earlier today. Okay. This is totally sprung on the moment. I'm going to throw some words out, and Obsidian is going to come up with the first thing that comes to his mind.
Just me?
Just you. We're doing just you today.
Oh, okay.
So
just
the pressure
me.
Is on. So here's my list of words.
Yes, it is.
Ready? Here goes. Trick.
Food poisoning.
Okay. Banana.
Oh man, come on, don't take me there. You don't want to know. You
food staple.
Want to know. Lubricant.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Boy, I should be more careful. Tree sap. Better not be lubricant again.
Chewing gum.
What? Tree what?
Tree sap.
Tree sap.
Trees actually have a sack?
No, sap. Sap. S-A-P. Sap.
Isn't
this
that like
bark
when you
is
somebody...
driving me nuts.
Was that? What's your first thing? Tree sap.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, oh yeah, the nuts and the sack, and you can join those words, and wow, that really works.
All right, naked.
Oh, me.
You right now? Monkey.
Well, sometimes.
Monkey.
Scott. All right. Definitely Scott.
Cheese.
Is she a monkey?
Cheese.
It's driving me nuts.
No. That and cheese, that just doesn't go together.
No.
You know, it's driving me nuts and cheese, that doesn't go together. No.
All right. So Andrew, nothing for cheese then.
No. Just not nuts. Okay. Cheese, well, I mean, cheese is always good. It's kind of like Jell-O. There's always room for cheese.
In a word game.
There's room for cheese.
First thing to his mind is, cheese is always good. I like that. That was a good one. Okay, last one. Cane.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God. Lord Almighty. Superior being.
That's awesome.
And let me say it with effect. The sport of the future.
The sport of the future. That is correct. And we'll end the show on that note, because that's just how we roll and how weird we are. Thanks for being here, everybody. This has been show at number 115. Thanks to Andrew, Obsidian, and Brian. And thanks to Rob for our theme and those extra cool bumpers you heard in the middle of the show. Those are awesome. I also want to thank Sebastian for our mashup that is forthcoming. And thanks everybody who called in. We have tons of those, so stay tuned for those. And also thanks again to youbuynow.com for sponsoring the show. If you'd like to be part of the program, email us, myextralife@gmail.com. Use that for the contest we talked about earlier. Make sure you use contest in the subject. You can also send us your audio files and your written comments. You can also call us on the crap line. That number is 206-203-CRAP. That's 206-203-CRAP. And we'll see you guys next week for show number 116.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Leave your country. Come to America. Scott was a visionary.
Can you taste what the road is?
I do not want to lollygag. It's all connected to O's flatulent behavior. He beat us with that broom you mentioned, but other than that, it was fine. We felt the love. I'm so thankful for all the rape that occurred 1,000 years ago. That was good times. This man has no penis. The Dickless, the Dickens Christmas Carol. No, the guy, the naked midget over here in the corner. Somebody tried to send me a naked picture of that guy once.
13.
Thank you for the smallpox and the blankets.
Musket to the ass.
I'm peeing out my butt. Did you see that thing? What? Did you see it? There's poison in my blood. Save the clock tower.
Hello? This is Andrew, and it's 1 o'clock here in Daytona Beach, and we're out at a strip club, and I just wanted to know if you got your... So make sure... I know it'll make it on the show because, we get like 2 calls a week, if that. So make sure you put it on the show Tuesday when we talk about copy protection and how it ruins the whole computer gaming experience. Make sure you play your
wee. Hey, Scott. It's Eli. I was catching up on a few shows, and I think it was show 106. You guys were talking about the Master Chief, and you said you said there was something like he was mysterious and stuff, and that he wasn't really a superhero. There was nothing special about him, but actually he has physical augmentations that make him stronger, faster, and everything basically goes in slow motion for him. I thought you could use that in the show. Thanks.
Hello? I'm calling the craft line because this stall's got no paper in it, and it'd be kind of nice if someone out there would hand me like a roll of paper, and I guess if no one's going to help me out, I'll just play with my...
My brothers, I know the days are dark and cold, and I know that it has been a drought of Extra Life Radio, but I will tell you that the show will come. You must have faith. It will come just as God Johnson of the Lord. Can I hear a hallelujah? Can I hear an amen? I will tell you the show will come and it will be satisfying and hilarious. Do not go gently into that good night. I will believe.
Hey, I was just actually calling in about the holiday thing and how it's giving thanks. Well, if you think that every holiday is giving thanks, like, you know, Veterans Day and things like that, well, that would mean that Colombia is the most or the second most thankful country in the world, at least, you know, every Monday. Oh, and by the way, hi, Chianti, and hi, Polyknopalopadidabitlinglongdong.
Hey, this is the guy who has a hard name to pronounce, Chianti, also known as Opaque on the 360. He cut this part out, because that intro was way too long. Anyway, there's a freshman in my school. He's one of the hosts of the two-host podcast called the InTech Podcast. That itself is not very interesting. What is interesting is the little bastard has a press pass, and with that press pass, he got a Wii and a PS3 for free, and he might just be able to keep them because the InTech Podcast isn't that popular, and they wouldn't even notice. I think I should just kill him and steal it. What do you guys think? I was just looking through the achievements on Gears of War, and for one of them, hosting 50 ranked matches and completing them, it's called a series of tubes. I'm not kidding.
Hey, LR, this is James, Jim Wizard on the forums. I have to call you with a crappy movie review. A buddy of mine said that Starship Troopers 2 was pretty lame. And I said, well, it can't be that bad. I mean, Starship Troopers, the first one, was, you know, pretty cool. I mean, how bad can it be? So I rented it, and I couldn't even finish watching it. This thing stank so bad. First of all, the plot line was straight out of the Vin Diesel movie Pitch Black. And the graphics, how were the graphics? They were basically cut and pasted from the first movie. They didn't even have any kind of budget to bring the insects back for with different attack form or what. It was just basically, it was obviously cut and pasted from the first movie. The movie didn't really have anybody in it. This movie was so bad, it was even worse than the Star Trek Save the Whales movie. It was just terrible. So I don't recommend this movie. Save your money. Go out and rent V for Vendetta. Badass movie. Anyway, Thanks. Talk to you later. Love the show. Bye. They are not the hell, you're whales.
So the King of England was having an archery contest, and he took a guy, set him up against a tree, put an apple on his head. First archer walks up, shoots an arrow straight through the middle of the apple and says, "I am William Tell." Second guy walks up, shoots an arrow through the first arrow. Crowd goes wild. Guy walks up and says, "I am Robin Hood." Third guy walks up, shoots an arrow right through the guy's forehead. The guy is standing there, everybody's in shock, and the guy walks up and says, "I am sorry."
I'm calling to say that Extra Life Radio is a learning experience. I was watching Not Another Teen Movie recently, and Mr. T came out, and the 18 theme song was playing. I didn't even know what the 18 theme song was for Extra Life Radio. Thank you, Extra Life Radio. I can't really say you're helpful.
I just wanted to tell you a really funny story. I was at the mall the other day, and there's a big poster in front of the Sony store that just had a big black three. And, the Sony PS3 is totally ripped off the Spider-Man font. So I really couldn't tell which one it was for. Since the new Spider-Man movie's got the whole Venom thing, I really couldn't tell which one. It was actually pretty funny. I had to go up close and read the fine print to tell which one it was. Hey, bye.
Scott Johnson, I've been driving around all weekend, and there are no Wii's anywhere. And that makes me really sad, so I hope that you're having as much fun with yours as I was dreaming I was going to be having with mine. So, have fun at Disneyland. Darn you. Scott Johnson.
Once more, for those who missed it.
Scott, this is Reverend Mother Testicular from the Sisters of the Sacred Spleen Monastery. We heard about your comment about Club Feet Nuns. That is not very funny, since we all here have clubbed feet, and we have learned that it is a gift from God, and if it wasn't for us all being so holy, we would come over in a line like the riverboat dancers and club you to death. But instead, we will pray for you. Oh, Holy Father, please do not let Scott go down the toilet when he gives a courtesy flush and end up in the sewer of hell. And do not let his DS short circuit and cause him great pain like he has caused us.
Amen. It's a shame, and actually what I'm thankful for would be the internet. Imagine what the world would be like if we didn't have the internet. No Extra Life, no Extra Life Radio, no spam. World would be a different place.
Extra Life, you lied to me. Every time Windows Vista was mentioned, you told me it's going to cost me an arm, a leg, a left testicle, a toenail, and my right eyeball. But in reality, it's not that much, especially if you're upgrading. And for the features, except X and A, because I really don't give a crap about that, it actually looks worth it. I don't know. Until I get, a game that holds me at gunpoint and says get the Rex 10, I'm probably not going to upgrade, but when that time comes, and if I already own that game, I'm upgrading.
Hey, Scott, it's Bella, and I was just listening to another podcast called Geek Free TV, and Family Gateway podcast to ELR. Is that any relationship to you guys? And if so, can you give me the iPod on the show? Because I wouldn't mind one if it was given me for free, of course. Later.
The Tripod Network. What's on?